You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are Brenda Wright, Jesse Millsaps, and Cody Millsaps, all here representing Juno Audubon Society. Welcome.
Thanks. Good to see you.
Yes, you as well. Thanks so much for being here. Brenda, would you please remind us briefly, what are some of the things that the Audubon Society does here in Juno?
Well, we like to encourage people to enjoy nature and protect it in some ways. Where we really focus on birds, but all kinds of things out in nature are extremely important to us, and we'd like people to go out on walks, come to our lectures, and learn more about birds and nature.
Thank you. And Jesse and Cody, I understand you are both accomplished birders. Tell me a little bit how you got into that and how long you've been doing it.
All right.
It all started when I was about 3 or 4 years old. I was suddenly very interested in birds. And over the years, I started to identify birds in my own backyard. About the time I was 13, we had heard about a public bird banding event going on at the Juno Community Gardens, and we went over and got to watch them band birds.
What does that mean?
They catch any kind of bird species in a mist net, and they pull them out. And they take them over to a desk. They'll measure their wing length, their tail feathers, put a band on them, weigh them, and let them loose.
It's a national kind of thing with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Only people that are proficient in banding are allowed to do it. But it's a way to track where birds live and migrate and come back.
Cody, how about you? Tell me a little bit about how you got into it. Is your story similar to Jessica's?
Yeah, actually, Jessica started getting interested in it, and I kind of started following along, and I kind of got caught in it, too. And I've just really enjoyed it ever since.
Were you at that bird banding event that she mentioned, that first one?
Yeah.
How did you say they catch them? With a mish net?
There are these black nets, so they're really hard to see. And the birds will just fly right into them, not knowing that they were there. And it gently catches them. And then people go up and pull them out of the net very carefully, make sure they're not harmed or anything, and take them over to the table and start measuring their wings and putting bands on them.
Do the birds struggle much?
Not really.
A little bit.
Yeah. That's interesting. I never knew about that. So you've been do you yourselves now do bird banding?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Wow, that's great. You guys really are accomplished. And you're here today to talk about the Tree Swallow Nest Box Project. And you're giving a presentation tonight, is that correct?
Tomorrow night.
So tell me all about the Tree Swallow Nest Box Project.
Well, I'm going to say this is our fifth year. And we've been getting more new permits, and so each year we're collecting a lot more intense data. And with people like Cody and Jessica, we're getting really good data. Would you guys talk a little bit about where you have to go?
All right. So we go to Mendenhall Peninsula, Brotherhood Bridge. We go to Fish Creek, Kingfisher Pond, and
Sunny Point.
And we go through these swamps, this tall grass. It's to get to these nest boxes out in the middle of fields.
Are there any trails, or do you just have to
make your own trail? Yeah, kind of trailblazing.
Then that's where boxes are, nest boxes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what do you do when you find the box?
We'll open them up.
Look inside and look at the birds, eggs, the chicks when the eggs are hatched, and try to guess their age and figure out how they're doing productively and make sure everything's going well with them.
Yeah, there's a national database we add our data to and a statewide one.
Wow. Can you describe the box a little bit more to me? Like how many nests will be in a box? How many birds in a nest?
It's just one box, one nest.
Okay. And there's about five boxes around, you said?
Oh, no.
We have over 60 boxes.
Oh, I see. But there might be more than one box at a location.
The tree swallows are natural cavity nesters. And so they're attracted to these boxes that are put in a place that's predator-free. They can see in many directions. That's why they like the tall grass places. But they're only 5 feet above the ground.
Okay. What is the interest in swallows? Why focus on swallows? Tree swallows,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, actually, in the North America, there's a loss of habitat for many birds. But the insect-eating birds are having the sharpest decline over the last 30 years of total numbers, especially east of the Mississippi. And so anywhere that there are tree swallows still, they're trying to find out more about how successful they are in having eggs and fledging and migrating to and from their sites.
So you mentioned this is the fifth year of the project. Mm-hmm. And you've been basically going out to these nest boxes and counting the birds and taking all these measurements. Have you found anything interesting, or have you been able to, what do you do with your findings?
Well, that's the part that we share with the database. What we're trying to find is our population stable, or is it decreasing just like the ones on the East Coast? And then by sharing our data about timing, we're seeing changes by climate change, because the insect-eating birds cannot survive without insects. And so if the climate changes and the insects are coming out at different times of year, there won't be enough to feed the babies.
And have both of you, Jesse and Cody, been involved with this project for the whole 5 years?
No, we got started this year.
Okay. Have you found out anything about those tree swallows? Anything that was interesting or surprising?
Not really. A lot of it I kind of already knew, but I never really thought about it. Being able to go out and do it was a really cool experience, because I got to think a little bit more about it.
How about you, Jesse?
I didn't really learn anything new. Just watching the chicks go from egg to fledgling was fascinating.
It was a very, very cool.
One of the things that they're very expert in is in photography, and it's very, very helpful to have such good photographers take pictures so that we can truly identify the age or the number of eggs or the age of the babies.
Will you be using some of those photographs in your talk tomorrow?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
What does a tree swallow look like? Can you describe it? An adult?
Iridescent blue with a white belly, kind of have a forked tail.
Black masks around the eyes.
Tiny little bills.
Yeah.
They weigh almost as much as 78 cents in coins.
That's very specific.
Wow.
Yeah. Do the males and the females look different?
No, actually, not really. I don't think there really is any difference.
Nope, just the young ones look browner or grayer.
Okay, so tomorrow night you're presenting some information about this project, some photographs. What are some things you're going to be talking about, some other things?
The adventures going on them. we're going to be talking about what we've learned, how they're doing, how the population is actually inclining. Really good.
That sounds like good news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When and where is the talk taking place?
It's at UAS Egan Lecture Room, room 116. It starts at 7 p.m.
All right. Anything else you want to share about your projects or birding or the talk tomorrow night?
You might not believe some of the photos they got of the things around the boxes when you get there.
Yeah, this is
really?
They have interesting visitors besides us.
Oh, that's intriguing. Can you say a little bit more about that? Or no spoilers?
Well, there were some deer.
Okay.
And some toads, boreal toads.
Oh, fun. Those are always interesting to come across.
Oh, yeah.
When you open up the nest box, do the birds fly away?
No.
They don't?
They're very brave little birds.
So that makes some easy targets for your camera, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, Jesse and Cody, I think that's it's so interesting that you guys study birds and you're so young and so accomplished at it. So congratulations, and I hope you keep up with it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Brenda, thank you so much for bringing them today, and I'm sure you helped organize their talk tomorrow.
Yep. And we're really looking forward to having people see these beautiful photographs.
And JunoAudubonSociety.org is a great place if you need more information about the details for tomorrow evening's presentation. Also, a great place to find out about other events. Is there anything coming up that you want to mention while you're here, Brenda?
Actually, I know that, well, our next meeting in January, January 9th, will be on golden eagles. So that'll be something to look forward to, too.
Yes. Brenda, Jesse, Cody, I hope you have a great time sharing your project with the community tomorrow night. And thank you for being here
today.
Thank you.
Thanks.